We'll begin our show in a rural corner of Montgomery County, Maryland, near the C&O Canal, not too far from the old Seneca Quarry. That quarry produced the red sandstone you see in the Smithsonian Castle on the National Mall. It also produced the stone you see in the Seneca Schoolhouse, a one-room structure built in 1866 to educate the children of local farmers, canal workers, and stonecutters from the quarry. And inside that schoolhouse, instructor Miss Darby...
Silence, please!
...is starting the day...
All right.
...with 27 fourth-grade students.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let's have a little bow.
And that day, by the way...
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And a little curtsy. Very good.
...is March 13th, 1880.
You may be seated.
The students sit in wooden desks, boys to the right of a crackling pot-bellied stove, girls to the left. In her high-necked blouse and bustled skirt, Miss Darby stands at the blackboard, right below a portrait of the current President of the United States, Rutherford B. Hayes.
Now, I know many of you are helping your parents with chores before school, so please put out your fingers. I just want to check and make sure you've washed up. We can't have any dirt coming in unwashed hands from chores, but... My dear, what is on your fingernails?
What's on the girl's fingernails is polish, bright red nail polish, something you didn't really see in the United States until the 1920s.
Did it get smashed? Oh, dear, that looks awfully painful. And you too, dear. Oh,
and here, perhaps, is our first hint that we're not in the year 1880. No, our students are from Cedar Grove Elementary in Germantown, Maryland. They're on a field trip at the Seneca Schoolhouse Museum.
You walk through the door here and you forget you're in 2015.
Maureen O'Connell directs the Historic Medley District, the nonprofit that brought the schoolhouse back to life after decades of neglect. For nearly 35 years, the Seneca Schoolhouse Museum has drawn public, private, and homeschool students from Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C.
What I find so fantastic and heartwarming about this is children come here and... they find out that they don't need their phones, their iTablets, their computers. They're actually learning here in the methods used in 1866.
Not only that, but they're actually portraying pupils from the era. Miss Darby, an actual teacher from the time, portrayed today by local resident Anna Glenn, has the students introduce themselves in character at the start of class.
Yes, dear?
My name is George. In the summer, I live in the canal boat while the canal is frozen. My father cuts the sandstone into big blocks that get sent down this canal to Washington City.
So, children, we must be very kind to George today, as it might be his last day with us. He lives on the canal boat, and as you know, the canal is no longer frozen, and he may be having to move on. So, please be very kind to George today. Is that clear?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you notice that? The enthusiastic yes, ma'am? That's part of the Seneca Schoolhouse experience, too. In the late 1800s, the Maryland State Board of Education mandated lessons in good behavior. The consequence for bad behavior was the dunce cap. And you'll find one of those at the schoolhouse, along with the requisite stool in the corner.
And by the way, children, you are being very well behaved. Not a single one of you has been in the dunce today. Whereas yesterday, all of you were in the dunce at one point or another, it seemed. Especially the boys.
Reading was another compulsory subject. Today's class is using the pocket-sized volume students used in 1880, McGuffey's First Eclectic Reader.
All right, please get out your readers and turn to page 27.
Then comes handwriting, as Miss Darby shows the children how to write cursive letters on their little chalk slates.
A is around, up, down, up. Please say it with me as you write on your board. Around, up. Down, up, on to B.
The students also do mathematics.
4 times 1 is 4. 4 times 2 is 8. 4 times.
And since it's the end of the week, they observe the Seneca Schoolhouse tradition of the Friday spelling bee.
Your word is came.
C-A-M-E, came.
That is correct.
Pam Cromwell is the real fourth grade teacher of our class from Cedar Grove. She says her students prepared for today's trip using information sent by the Historic Medley District, like details about the characters they'd play, the classroom rules, even lunch.
We talked about that also from the awesome information we got, and we went over how there were no such thing as sandwiches. Peanut butter wasn't invented, and they were all looking at me like I'd lost my mind. but some of them got seriously into it and tried to figure out how to eat as authentically as they could.
So what are some examples?
They found baskets to carry their food. They have little towels or handkerchiefs.
And to Cromwell's delight, some also have costumes. Long skirts and hair bows on the girls and knee-length breeches and woolen caps on the boys.
The parents actually took some of the information that we were given and they created these costumes themselves.
The Historic Medley District designed the Schoolhouse Museum's curriculum for fourth graders because in Montgomery County, the Civil War era used to fall under the fourth grade lesson plan. But as Pam Cromwell notes, that's changed. Her fourth graders are now studying the period of 1492 to 1763.
The explorers coming from Europe and the original settlements. So this is a little bit ahead of what they would have had. On the other hand, it gives them a feeling for history.
And that, says Anna Glenn, a.k.a. Miss Darby, is what the Seneca Schoolhouse experience is all about.
Students have been learning the same things for hundreds and hundreds of years. It might look a little bit different, but they're all learning to read and learning times tables and history. I want them to remember that, and that's what I want to teach here.
Shortly before the clock strikes two, Miss Darby has the students sit down, close their eyes,
and think about all the boys and girls that have been sitting in these desks in this schoolhouse since it was built in 1866.
When they open their eyes again,
you can open your eyes.
Anna Glenn welcomes them to the present.
Back into March 13th, 2015.
And the hope is they'll remember this day, when they brought the past to the present and the present to the past, whatever the future holds.